First, I want to make sure our next guest of honor is here, because in the commotion of the evening, I have not even had a chance to say hello or meet. I'm very thrilled to be able to welcome Caroline Martel. There was a lot of discussion. Is it Caroline, Caroline, Carolina, Carol, who visits us from Montreal to present this fantastic new poetic experimental documentary about the history of telephone technology. I guess if it wasn't obvious before we saw those last three clips, there is a relationship between the history of technology and gender, isn't there? Which is in part about what this wonderful film is about. And I do recall that, I don't know how long ago it was, 4 or 5 years ago, I got an email from you saying, I have an idea to make a film, and Rick Preilinger has showed me this marvelous material. Would this be of interest to you? So this is a very happy fruition of a conversation that began long ago. So I'm very pleased to welcome from Montreal, Caroline Martel, to introduce her film. And we'll have question and answer after the film as well. So please welcome Caroline.
Thank you very much, Dan. Thank you very much to all of you to be here tonight. It's quite an honor to be at Orphans. And in fact, I was emailing you 5 years ago because I was trying to finish the film to make it for Orphans. It's a film that took forever to exist. And all through those years, in fact, I started the project in 96. I have been hassling a lot of archivists and film experts and lovers, and it's great for me to be here. It also marks for me a full circle of the world tour of Phantom of the Operator since its premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival, which is ironically a festival fully sponsored by Bell Canada. It's also nice for the film to kind of come back home with its Orphans family. Phantom of the Operator is a tribute to invisible workers, first of all, the voices with a smile, the telephone operators, but also all those industrial filmmakers who never had their, who never really were recognized and who stayed anonymous like all through like the century, but I would like tonight to make this screening a tribute to all those people who are not whose names are not detailed in the credits of my film, those archivists who answered all my questions and my inquiries and were there to show me the way to wonderful material, and I would like to thank one of them in particular, Rick Preilinger. So have a nice screening and a wonderful Orphan Film Symposium. Thank you very much.